Well, on today's show, we're talking about the latest progress in cancer research, and we'll be talking later to our guests, to Fiona Watt and to Andrew Futrell. But when it comes to cancer, prevention's always better than cure, and there are several ways that people can reduce the risk of cancer. For example, I've been out and about over the past few days in the sunshine, spreading the message on behalf of Cancer Research UK's SunSmart campaign, warning people about the risks of sunburn. Sunburn can actually double your risk of skin cancer, so it's really important to be safe in the sun. But are sunbeds a safer alternative? Let's find out now in Bob and Chelsea's Science Update.
This week for The Naked Scientists, we're going to highlight two ways you can lower your risk of cancer. I'm going to answer a listener's question about suntanning, but first, Chelsea has this report on new research that could help smokers quit.
Most smokers will tell you that a cigarette tastes especially good with a beer or a cup of coffee. But a new survey has revealed that to some smokers, cigarettes taste especially bad with milk, fruits, vegetables, and water. Clinical psychologist Joe McClernand of Duke University says that was surprising, and the finding could lead to a quit smoking diet.
It would make a lot of sense to me to develop a diet that could be used to help a smoker not gain weight once they quit smoking, but also maybe be used to help the smoker enjoy smoking less before they even quit smoking so that it's easier after they do.
McClernand adds that menthol cigarettes seem to clash less often with foods, possibly explaining why some people prefer them over other varieties.
Thanks, Chelsea. Everyone knows, or we hope everyone knows, that baking in the sun's ultraviolet rays damages your skin and may lead to premature aging and cancer. But with bathing suit season on its way, Jessica Vega of Gainesville, Florida, emailed us to ask whether tanning beds are a better solution. We turn to dermatologist Stephen Stone of the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine.
No, tanning with a tanning bed is definitely not better than sitting out in the sun. The degree of tan that you get is a sign of damage to your skin, and whether it's natural ultraviolet or artificial ultraviolet, a given tan is a given sign of injury.
He and other dermatologists are hoping to change the cultural preference for tan skin. But for those who insist on a tan, he recommends using sunless tanning lotions inside and a strong sunscreen outside.
Thanks, Bob. We'll be back next time with stories about hurricanes, droughts, and other extreme weather. Until then, I'm Chelsea Wald.
And I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. Back to you, Naked Scientists.
Oh, thanks, guys. And if you want to hear more from Bob and Chelsea, then you can go and check out their Science Update website, which is www.scienceupdate.com.
Fancy listening to The Naked Scientists in your bed, on your way to work, or even at work? Why not subscribe to our podcast? For more information, visit nakedscientists.com/podcast.